A Share in Death by Deborah Crombie. Read by Michael Deehy.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Duncan Kincaid's holiday began well. As he turned the car into the lane, a shaft of sun broke through the clouds and lit a patch of rolling Yorkshire moor, as if someone had thrown the switch on a celestial spotlight. Dry stone walls ran like pale runes across the brilliant green of pasture, where luminous sheep nibbled, unconcerned with their importance in the composition. The scene seemed to set off in time as well as space, and gave him the sensation of viewing a living tapestry, a world remote and utterly unattainable. The clouds shifted again, the vision fading as swiftly as it had come, and he felt an odd shiver of loss at its passing. The last few weeks' grind must be catching up with him, he thought, shrugging away the faint sense of foreboding. New Scotland Yard didn't officially require newly promoted detective superintendents to work themselves into early coronaries, but August bank holiday had slipped easily into September, and he'd gone right on accumulating his time off. Something always came up, and the last case had been particularly beastly. A string of bodies in rural Sussex, all women, all similarly mutilated, a policeman's worst nightmare. They'd found him in the end, a real nutter. But there was no guarantee that the evidence they'd so painstakingly gathered would convince a bleeding-heart jury, and the senselessness of it took most of the satisfaction from finishing up the mountain of paperwork. Lovely way to spend your Saturday night. Gemma James, Kincaid Sergeant, had said the evening...